Good night, Rav Shabbos. This is Daniel Eisenberg, not with the Daily Aliyah, but speaking to the Rav. I just thought it might be a nice idea to share some Divrei Torah going into Shabbos. And Bezer Shem, there will be more to follow. I just wanted to share a quick ha'ara on the Parsha. Really, the whole Parsha really will go around this theme, and I think it's very relevant to the times that we find ourselves in. Because in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Baaloscha, so it starts off with a few interesting passages. First, it starts with the discussion of the lighting of the menorah. Moshe is told to tell Aaron, "Daber Aman Marata Elav, Baloscha es Aneros Amopnei Menorah, Yerushiva es Aneros." You should light the menorah. That's going to be your mitzvah. And then it goes through the consecration of the Levium, purifying them sanctifying them for their special role in the Mishkan. They take their role replacing the Bechorim in whatever status of the Bechorim we're going to have. That's going to be transferred to the Levium. And then it transitions into the discussion of Pesach Sheni. And then goes on a few more things about the traveling in the camp. And then we get into a bunch of unfortunate scenes, a series of unfortunate events where the Jewish people are complaining, different averos, the misononim, the misavim, those who are complaining, some those are who are desiring meat, and then it's going to lead and spill over into the negativity we have next week's Parsha Shlach with the Chet Meraglim, which is really going to seal the deal for this generation in the Midbar that they're not going to make it into Eretz Yisrael. I just wanted to note that there seems to be a theme, at least in the beginning of the parsha, the first few scenes that we mentioned, there is a common denominator. You take a look at Rashi. Rashi talks about how this parsha immediately follows what was said in Parshas Naso at the end of the Nesiim bringing their korbanos. And Rashi says in the first comment, "Lo nismucha Parshas Hamenorah the Parshas Nesiim." Why is the Parshas Menorah mentioned here right after the Nesiim? And it says the when he saw the Chanukas of the Nesiim, that by the Chanukas of Mishkan, they were all bringing their Karbanos. So he was upset, right? Because he didn't bring something with them. He and his tribe didn't. So Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to him, "Chayecha shalacha gedola mishalahem. Yours is greater than what they have. Shata madlik umetev es neros. You're gonna be the one to take care of the neros, the light, the menorah, and that's even better." There's a lot of discussion about this, but just the simple idea of what's going on here is that Aaron wanted to be involved in this beautiful mitzvah, the of the Chanukas HaMishkan. He wanted to have a role, bringing the Karbanos, representing his tribe, Levim, and he was down that he didn't have that opportunity. And Hashem said, "Don't worry, you have something else." Now Rashi doesn't quote it, but if you look at the full midrash in the Tanhuma that Rashi is quoting, as well as the parallel midrash in Midrash Rabbah, Bamidbar Rabbah, it says that also the Levim were upset because their tribe wasn't represented. Every other shevet was represented. Yosef's shevet was actually represented twice by Ephraim and by Manasseh. Levim didn't have representation in the Chanukas HaMishkan, and that's why we see the whole consecration of the Levim right after this. It was the "Don't worry, Levim, you also have something special." So at the beginning of the parsha, we have Aaron and the all of Shevet Levi are upset about not having been more involved in Avodas Hashem. And they're told, "Don't worry, you have wonderful things. You have the menorah, you have this special role in the Mishkan, have no fear." And then we go on to Pesach Sheni. And what's Pesach Sheni about? It's about people who want to be involved in the Korban Pesach, but for whatever reason, because I'll say it, for noble reasons, they were tamei, they were not able to bring the Korban Pesach. And they're very upset and disturbed and distressed. They wanted to be part of this Avodas Hashem. They say, "Lama nigara, why should we lose out? Why is that fair that we should lose out on these mitzvos?" They're technically pater, but they wanted to be involved in the mitzvos. And this is all the same theme. The theme is desiring Avodas Hashem, striving to be involved in Avodas Hashem. And obviously you'll see later on in the parsha, it's almost the exact opposite. And I actually challenge anybody taking a look at the parsha to try to see where is that point. Where is that point that things shift from wanting more mitzvos and then wanting less mitzvos or fewer mitzvos. Take a look and try to find out where that is in the pshat, where that is, as Chazal explained it. But this, at least this beginning of the parsha of Lomani Gora, why should we lose out on Avodas Hashem? I think that we've all been experiencing that, right? We just feel so much. Why are we missing out on davening with minyan? Or now that many of us are davening with a minyan, why are we missing out on doing things, you know, exactly the way we'd like to be more involved in Avodas Hashem and getting a lios and, you know, going to shiurim in person and things like that? And I think it's a big limud zchus for Klal Yisrael. I think it's a beautiful thing that, you know, our avodas Hashem, we call it an avoda, but it's a labor of love. It's an avoda of love that we want to get more involved. And our perspective is not, oh, thank God I don't have to go to minyan anymore. Thank God I don't have to go to shiurim and be part of sedarim. And no, it's lomani gora. Why should we lose out on our situation? And as we see, it's that attitude is a catalyst for good things. We see that, you know, Aaron, you get the menorah forever. Levim, you get this special role. The Tmeim in Pesach Sheni, so there's a mitzvah that's going to be innovated, at least from the perspective of the narrative of the Chumash, going to be innovated because of you, and you'll forever be known for this. And you're just saying we should be able to retain this desire of this love for being part of mitzvahs, for being connected to the shul, being connected to Torah and Tefillah and Chesed the way that we have been. And we should be able to return properly to the Avodas Hashem of old with this newfound appreciation and inspiration. Have a beautiful Shabbos.